Now let's get our foot in the door of Galatians. Paul, an apostle, not of man, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Now, Paul is saying here that he is an apostle, and the way that he's saying it, I don't think that any parenthesis that we have here is really necessary. The word apostle is really used in a twofold sense. It could be one of the 12, those that were with Jesus during his 3-year ministry, those that were witness of his post-resurrection ministry, and then those that were chosen by Christ. Then an apostle could be one who was sent forth, used in a wider sense. And I think Paul, in our judgment, that is in my judgment, I think he took Judas's place. I think that he is the one, the man that they voted on, Mattathias, I can't find him mentioned anywhere else. And if the Holy Spirit chose him, certainly somewhere along the line he'd set his seal that this man was an apostle. Paul proved he was an apostle, but Mattathias never did. And I take it that that was just an election held before Pentecost. And that's before the Holy Spirit came into the church. And for that reason, I don't think it was ordered of the Holy Spirit, by the way. And there are a lot of elections in the church today that the Holy Spirit has nothing to do with either, which is quite obvious. But at that time, it's quite obvious because the Spirit of God had not come. I believe Paul is the one that the Spirit of God chose to take Judas's place. And now Paul is saying something here. It's rather important. He says he's not of man. And the preposition apo here in the Greek conveys the meaning of not from man. That is, it's not legalistic. He was not an apostle by appointment or commission after attending a school or taking a prescribed course. And then he says he's not by man. And the preposition dia indicates that it was not through man. And that just simply means that he didn't have the other apostles lay their hand on his head and say, hocus pocus, acracadabra, you're an apostle. He is an apostle, how? By Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus called him directly, and God the Father did. The one who would raise Jesus from the dead, and it was the resurrected Christ who made Paul an apostle. That's important to get right here at the beginning. Now, I am an ordained minister today. Ordained minister from man and through man. They told me I had to go to school. I had to have certain degrees. I had to finish a seminary before I could be ordained. I did that. And that was the from man. That was the legalistic side. And then I went before a church body. They examined me. And then they decided they would make me an ordained minister. And I knelt in the church I was ordained in and had been called as pastor in a Second Presbyterian church in Nashville, Tennessee. And they put their hands on me, a group of men did, and they said, you're an ordained minister. Now, I'm that kind of a minister. Now, Paul said, I'm not that kind of an apostle. He said, men didn't have anything to do with it. I'm an apostle, made one directly by Jesus Christ and God the Father who raised him from the dead.